Back in February, Tallahassee's train station drew a big crowd when Amtrak officials stopped in the capital city to gauge support for restoring the service. Lawyer Stephen Knight says the train is a great alternative mode of transportation.
Well, I'm very excited. Because I travel a lot, and it would be easier, instead of driving, you know, to take the train, have the pleasure. When I got here, the train was here. I didn't get a chance to take it then, and I regret it. So we are really, you know, to have an option in Tallahassee, more than an expensive plane, it's a great thing. So we're really looking forward to the possibility.
The rail service is expected to run from New Orleans, Louisiana to Orlando, Florida. And Knight says he's already got some places in mind he'd like to travel to.
Well, I would go to Jacksonville for sure. And depending on where it goes, or Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa, the main areas that I would definitely take it.
But before that can happen, supporters say federal funding is crucial to returning the rail service to Tallahassee. As a member of the Gulf Coast Rail Working Group, former Tallahassee Mayor John Mark says he's trying to make that happen.
Congress has already determined that Amtrak service should come to the city of Tallahassee all along the Gulf Coast. That determination has been made. The other part of it, the money to do it, has not been made as of yet. And the inspections and those kinds of things are happening at each one of the railroad terminals, including Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Pensacola, Mobile, and all the way over to New Orleans. All of the stations are being inspected to determine what may be needed and what may be needed to make sure that service is available in those locations.
So when Amtrak officials stopped in Tallahassee for Wednesday's inspection, Mark says it went well.
They looked at our station and gave it a good look at, if you will, to make a determination if there's anything else needed in order to provide service in the city of Tallahassee. And the results, I think, was very good. Now we have to go to the other stations and see what's happening. And the reason for that is because we want to make sure that the appropriations that we have to get from Congress, they need a number, but they need this information in order to get to that number.
Mark says in addition to congressional funds, local governments and the state will have to chip in as well. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.